Welcome, everybody. This is the Nourish Restaurant Open Mic, and I'm Ellen Schmidt. And we have a lot of folks coming in. It's hard for folks to get here right at the very beginning. But we're going to get started, first of all, with Paul Beck, who's going to be assisting Ira Grauman with the sound tonight. And Paul's a wonderful musician, and he's going to play a couple of things now, and he'll play something else later on. So we'll just get started with Paul, and I'll go around and tell those of you open micers who are here when you're going to be on. So please, a big welcome for Paul Beck.
Thank you. This is a song about a hero from the western part of the country. They crossed the Sierra Mountains, coming SP passenger train. The hobos tried to climb on board, but alas, it was all in vain. The conductor punched the tickets, he counted every soul. The engineer stared straight ahead, and the fireman shoveled coal. Now the fireman was a cowboy, but do not think it strange. He could make more money shoveling coal than riding on the range. And though he was a fireman, and though he had to sweat, he still remained a western lad. He kept his lariat. Now the train was way behind times, and the passengers all were wild. When out on the track so suddenly, there came a little child with golden hair and ringlets all hanging down her back. She little knew her danger grave as she strolled out on the track. Oh my God, the hoghead hollered as he slammed on all the brakes. I'll never stop this train on time, I ain't got what it takes. Heaven help that we taught, he cried in accents wild. Can no one stop this SP train and save that little child? Up stepped the fireman cowboy, and a gallant lad was he. He said, I will save that baby, though I wreck this whole SP. He climbed out on the running board, with tears his eyes were wet. In his hand our hero bore his trusty lariat. He quickly dropped a fast loop round a pole beside the track. Then he tied the other end around that old smokestack, and he jerked the train right off the track, caused an awful wreck. Our hero lay there in the ditch with the engine on his neck. Now we shall long remember that 45th of May. Many a brave and gallant soul trembled with fear that day. And they buried the fireman cowboy where the prairie winds blow wild. He killed 300 passengers, but thank God he saved the child. now for something even more completely different for my second number. This is an Irish song that has actually appeared in physics textbooks as a problem to solve. Kind friends, I write this note to you to tell you of me plight. And at the time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. Me body is all black and blue, me face a deathly gray. And I write this note to say why Patty's not at work today. While working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. And to throw them down from such a height was not a good idea. The foreman wasn't very bright, he being an awkward sod. He said I'd have to cart them down the ladder in me hod. Well, to carry all those bricks by hand, it was so very slow. So I hoisted up a barrel and secured the rope below. But in me haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that a barrel filled with building blocks is heavier than me. And so when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead. And clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket, and to my dismay I found that halfway up I met the bloody barrel coming down. The barrel broke me shoulder as to the ground it sped, and at the top I hit the bloody pulley with me head. I clung on tight, though numbed with shock from this almighty blow, when the barrel spilled out half the bricks, now 14 floors below. So when the bricks had spilled out from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel and I started down once more. I clung on tightly to the rope as I sped to the ground and landed on the broken bricks there lying all around. I lay there moaning on the ground and thought I'd passed the worst when the barrel hit the pulley wheel and then the bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained down on me. 'Twas then I gave up hope and laying there upon the ground, let go the bloody rope. The barrel now was heavier and started down once more and landed right across me as I lay there on the floor. It broke three ribs in my left arm, so I am here to say that I hope you'll understand why Patty's not at work today. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. By the way, Paul is part of a duo called Ergo Canto with Leslie Bryant, and they perform all over the place and have a great sound. And Paul is one of my sound assistants here, along with Ira Grauman, who is our sound